Welcome back, everybody. We're diving into a business case study today, and it really shows how even with a simple product, you can have some really smart strategies.
Yeah.
So get ready, because we're going to the world of hot tubs.
Right.
We are talking about Ocare, and they've really like changed the game with this natural two-step water care solution.
Yeah.
It's eco-friendly and super easy to use.
Yeah. It's pretty fascinating. They took something that's kind of, you know, complex, usually keeping your hot tub clean, and they made it almost effortless.
Right.
But then the big question is, you know, how do you get people to stick around?
Yeah, how do you turn that simplicity into loyal customers coming back for more?
Exactly. That's where the Ocare Comfort Program comes in.
So let's break this down. Ocare Comfort Program.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty straightforward at first.
Yeah.
Just regular shipments of the product.
Right. You're right. It started as a simple subscription model.
Right.
But as you can imagine, you know, as Ocare got more and more popular, things got a little bit tricky for the dealers. They were suddenly swamped with managing all these subscriptions, the logistics, the billing, you know, customer questions.
Yeah.
It just became this major roadblock to their growth.
So Ocare Comfort comes in with this digital solution.
Exactly. Yeah, they took a look at the problem and created the Comfort Program as this fully digitized solution. You can think of it like a central hub that automates everything. It integrates with the dealer's existing systems, you know, handles billing, sends out reminders, even provides tools for customer support.
Okay.
So it really took a lot of that burden off of the dealer's shoulders.
Right. And so they could focus on other things like selling hot tubs.
Exactly.
So let's talk about a specific example here. Aqua Warehouse. They're a distributor for Vita Spas, and they saw a pretty significant increase in their subscriber base after adopting the Ocare Comfort Program.
Yeah, they did. They saw a 62% increase in their subscriber base.
62%?
Within 9 months.
Wow.
It's pretty remarkable. And, you know, one of the big things that they really appreciated was the automated sign-up process. You know, customers can sign up through the website or even just scan a QR code. It made things so much easier for both the employees and the customers.
So that's pretty massive, 62% growth.
Yeah.
Were there any downsides for Aqua Warehouse when they switched over? Were there any hiccups along the way?
That's a good question. You know, I think anytime a business adopts a new system, there's always going to be a bit of an adjustment period.
Right.
And for some of the Aqua Warehouse employees, learning the new software did take a little bit of time.
Okay.
But Ocare provided a lot of training and support,
right,
which really helped smooth that transition.
That's good.
Yeah.
So not just a tech solution, but they were hands-on as well.
Exactly.
Smart move.
Yeah.
But Aqua Warehouse is just one example, right?
Yeah.
How widespread is this Ocare Comfort Program?
It's becoming very popular, I'd say.
Mm.
84% of UK hot tub dealers have actually switched to using Ocare's fulfillment services.
84%.
Yeah, so that means that Ocare takes care of everything from warehousing the product to shipping the individual orders to customers.
Wow.
Dealers don't have to worry about that entire side of the business anymore.
So this is not just some niche thing. This is a major shift in how the hot tub industry operates.
Yeah, you could say that for sure.
The Comfort Program is giving dealers back time and resources.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the point, right? They're free to focus on what they do best.
Yeah.
Building relationships with customers.
Right.
And of course, you know, selling more hot tubs.
Of course.
It's a perfect example of how, you know, removing those points of friction in the customer journey just leads to a better experience for everybody.
Right. I mean, everyone wins.
Yeah.
Now we've got all these dealers embracing the Ocare Comfort Program, but are they all using it in the same way?
That's where it gets really interesting, because there's no one-size-fits-all approach.
Mm-hmm.
Dealers are finding really creative ways to kind of integrate the program into their existing operations and sales strategies.
Okay, so give me some examples. How are dealers putting this into practice?
All right, well, let's start with Olympic Hot Tub.
Okay.
They're a company with dealerships all over Washington State, and they've taken a really interesting approach. They bundle a year-long Ocare subscription with every hot tub purchase.
You buy a hot tub, you get a year of this service.
Exactly.
That's a bold move. It makes the hot tub ownership experience seem effortless from the start.
Right.
But couldn't that make the initial price tag seem higher?
Yeah, that's a valid concern.
Yeah, potentially turning some buyers away.
However, Olympic Hot Tub has found that the convenience factor outweighs the perceived price increase for most customers.
Mm.
you know, you're already making a big investment when you buy a hot tub.
Right.
So adding a year of hassle-free maintenance just makes it even more appealing for a lot of buyers.
So they're positioning it as an investment, not just an added cost.
Yeah, exactly.
And what happens after that free year? Do people stick with it?
That's the amazing thing. Olympic Hot Tub sees really high retention rates. Once people experience the simplicity of the OCare system, they tend to stick with it.
Hmm.
It really shows that the product itself is high quality and easy to use.
It's a smart way to introduce customers to this whole OCare lifestyle. What other approaches are dealers using?
All right. Well, down in Texas, Southern Leisure Spas have taken a slightly different approach.
Okay.
They've completely integrated OCare subscriptions into their sales process from the very beginning.
Hmm.
They make it clear that OCare isn't just an optional add-on.
Right.
It's an essential part of the hot tub ownership experience.
Okay.
So it's not presented as a bonus. It's like you need this to have the best hot tub experience.
Right. So it's built into the package, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting how these different strategies play out.
Yeah, and it shows the flexibility of the comfort program, right? It can be adapted to different sales styles and customer demographics.
Yeah.
And Southern Leisure Spas, they're seeing great results with this approach.
Hmm.
The subscription uptake is high, and it's creating a steady stream of recurring revenue for them.
Okay, so we've seen two different strategies here. Upfront value add, and then the integrated sales approach. Are there any other ways dealers are using this OCare comfort program?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Bull Grills and Spas in California have taken this to a whole other level.
Okay.
They actively promote OCare both in-store and at events, like the Del Mar Fair,
right,
where they actually signed up over 100 new subscribers in just one weekend.
Wow. That's impressive.
Yeah, 103 to be exact.
Okay, so they are really going all in on this OCare comfort program.
They are. What's their secret?
Yeah, what's the secret?
Their dedication to making OCare a core part of their sales strategy, both in their store and at these events.
Hmm.
You know, they've trained their staff to seamlessly incorporate OCare into every customer interaction.
Okay.
They really recognize that, you know, by making OCare a core part of their business, they're setting themselves and their customers up for success.
So it sounds like success with the OCare Comfort Program boils down to a few key ingredients.
Right.
Make it super easy for customers, incorporate it seamlessly into the sales process, and really believe in the value it brings.
Exactly. You got it. It's about creating this whole ecosystem where everybody benefits.
Right.
The dealers, the customers, and OCare itself.
So it's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, a win-win-win.
It's fascinating how this simple product can spark this wave of innovation and reshape a whole industry.
Absolutely.
But we've only scratched the surface here. Stay tuned, because in part two of this deep dive, we're going to explore what makes the OCare product itself so special.
Okay.
We'll unpack its eco-friendliness, its unique two-step process, and why those aspects are resonating so strongly with hot tub owners today.
Yeah, that'll be good.
So stick with us.
Looking forward to it. Welcome back to our deep dive into the OCare Comfort Program. We've been talking a lot about how dealers are using it in their businesses.
Yeah.
But now let's take a look at the heart of it all.
Okay.
The OCare product itself.
Yeah. You know, we've talked about, you know, the program success, the growth, the strategies.
Right.
But we haven't really talked about what makes OCare stand out as a product.
Yeah.
You know, keep saying it's easy to use.
Right.
But what else?
Yeah. It's easy to kind of overlook the product itself when you've got such a successful program surrounding it.
Right.
But you're right. It really is the foundation of everything.
Mm.
And OCare is more than just simple. It's really like a carefully crafted solution.
Okay.
And remember, this is a natural two-step system.
Right.
And that's a big deal in a market that's, you know, full of these complicated chemical concoctions.
Right. So for someone like me who's a little intimidated by hot tub maintenance,
yeah,
OCare is taking the guesswork out of it.
Exactly. Traditional hot tub care often involves like a whole cabinet full of chemicals, testing strips, you know, instructions that are hard to follow.
Yeah.
It's a barrier to entry for a lot of people.
Right.
OCare changes all that. Two steps. That's it. Mm-hmm. No more juggling like a dozen different bottles.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I get it. Simplicity, that's a huge selling point.
Yeah.
Especially for new hot tub owners.
Mm.
But what about this natural aspect? What does that even mean when we're talking about hot tub care?
Well, this is where OCare really taps into another big trend that we see with consumers.
Okay.
Eco-consciousness.
Mm.
Their formula is biodegradable, and they've really tried to minimize packaging waste.
Okay.
So it really resonates with people who, you know, want to enjoy their hot tub,
right,
but they don't want to harm the environment.
That's a smart move, because these days everyone's paying attention to the impact of the products they're using.
Exactly.
So OCare is ticking two boxes, ease of use and eco-friendliness. But how does it actually work? Does it deliver?
That's the key question, right? You can have a product with all the bells and whistles, but if it doesn't work, nobody's going to be happy. And that's where OCare really shines.
Okay.
User reviews are consistently positive. People rave about crystal clear water, minimal odor, and most importantly, the ease of maintenance.
So they found a winning formula.
Yeah, you could say that.
They've taken something that's often seen as a chore.
Yeah.
And turned it into an easy part of the hot tub experience.
Absolutely. And by combining a great product with a program like OCare Comfort, they've really disrupted the whole industry. It's a prime example of how, you know, innovation can drive success, not just for the company, but for the dealers and the customers too.
It's making me think about other industries where this model could be applied. We're seeing subscriptions everywhere. But OCare seems to have really nailed it.
They have. It's about more than just, you know, jumping on the subscription bandwagon. OCare really understands their customers' needs and pain points. They identified a problem and created a solution that goes beyond just the product itself. It's a total customer-centric experience.
And that seems to be the key takeaway.
Yeah.
It's not just about selling a product. It's about providing a solution that makes life easier and adds value. OCare has created a win-win for everybody.
Absolutely. But the story doesn't end there.
Okay.
In part three, we're going to look at the long-term impact of the OCare Comfort Program. And how it's changing the hot tub industry and what other businesses can learn from their success.
Okay. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to it. All right. We are back for the final part of our deep dives into the OCare Comfort Program. And it's been pretty amazing to see how this simple product has really changed the whole hot tub industry.
Yeah. You know, it really shows what happens when you have innovative thinking. They didn't just come up with a new product. They came up with a whole new way of doing business.
And it's not just about business either. It's about the impact on the customer.
Yeah.
You know, OCare has really raised the bar when it comes to convenience and customer service.
For sure. They've shifted customer expectations in a way that benefits the whole industry. I mean, think about it. Hot tub owners, they're not willing to put up with those complicated, time-consuming maintenance routines anymore.
They want it to be easy.
Exactly. They want simplicity, ease of use, a seamless experience.
So OCare is setting a new standard, not just for their brand, but for the whole hot tub market.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They're forcing other companies to, you know, adapt and innovate. And that's good for everyone in the end.
So disruption leads to progress.
You got it.
But let's take a step back for a second and think about this whole trend of subscription-based models.
Yeah.
We're seeing this everywhere, not just in the hot tub industry. So what does the success of the OCare Comfort Program tell us about this larger trend?
That's a great question. And, you know, we're seeing this trend in so many different industries, from software to food delivery, even pet supplies.
Yeah. It's everywhere.
OCare has some valuable lessons for businesses that are thinking about doing something similar.
So what are some of the key takeaways?
Well, first of all, you really have to understand your customer. OCare didn't just assume they knew what people wanted. They talked to dealers, they listened to feedback from hot tub owners, and all of that research, you know, really helped them create a strategy that worked.
So they took a customer-centric approach.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something we hear a lot these days, but OCare actually did it. And the second thing is they really embraced technology. They used it to streamline everything and create a seamless experience for dealers and customers. Their digital platform is a game changer. It automates tasks, simplifies ordering, provides support.
So they're riding the wave of digital transformation.
They are. And they're using technology in a way that really improves the human experience.
That's important.
It is. Technology shouldn't replace human connection.
Right.
In fact, the OCare Comfort Program actually strengthens those relationships. Because it removes a lot of the friction and frustration that we often see in business.
So it's not just about selling a product. It's about building a relationship with the customer.
Exactly. A relationship that's based on trust, convenience, and shared value.
And that's what OCare has done. They've created a system where everyone wins.
Yeah.
A true win-win. This has been a really fascinating look at the OCare Comfort Program.
It has.
From a simple product to this really sophisticated business model. We've learned a lot that can be applied beyond just the world of hot tubs.
We have. And as we wrap up this deep dive, I'd like to leave our listeners with one final thought. What other industries could use this subscription model? You know, what problems could you solve? What needs could you meet by taking this approach?
It's all about thinking outside the box.
It is.
The possibilities are endless. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into the OCARE Comfort Program, and be sure to tune in next time for another fascinating episode.